Gemara. We start in the sugi of Moshe Pesach. It's really more of a hemshich later on Yeralev, but right now we're going to the main yisoid of Moshe Pesach. So, the halacha Pesach Shalom Lishma is possible. It's only bizmano. Shaloi bizmanoi, Pesach shaloi lishma is kosher, because pashtus because it has a din of a shlomo. We're going to go into this, how much of a din shlomo it has. Is it taka shlomo? Is it a Pesach that has dinim of a shlomo? We'll see. But we know that the din of korbeis shaloi lishma is only bizmanoi that it's possible. So the Gemara now is going to the Alfusa where we know it from. Tona Rabbonon, Pesach Pizmanu Lishmoi, Kosher. Shaloi Lishmoi Posel. Vishech Tekom Pesach Pizman, Yudalad Ben Arbayim. It's only Kosher Vishech Tek Lishmoi, Vishech Tek Shaloi Lishmoi is Posel. Vishar Yemois Hashana, during the rest of the year, it's Vinapachu. Lishmoi Posel, Shaloi Lishmoi Kosher.
How does that work? You get up and you say, I'm
bringing carbon
Pesach on,
it's
before Chatzos, okay?
No, one second. That's not so posh. What are we talking about? We're talking about before Chatzos, or we're talking about after Pesach? This. We'll see. That's what we're going to go into.
But even so, Mumanusha, it makes no difference. Whenever it is, you lost on Shana, however you define that, how does that work? Say it's not Chatzos, say it's I get up today and I say, I'm bringing the carbon Pesach now, okay? And then when I go ahead and I shecht it, it's now all the shma, I have to, how did it even begin? It's like saying, I'm bringing the share to the mizbeach of the carbon. It doesn't even start.
Why is there any shalom shma?
But
how do you understand shalom shma till now? We're already holding a couple of months in Zvachim, right? Shlomim l'shem ayla, how do you understand that?
Because you went ahead and you did a shlomim, you're allowed to do a shlomim, and you do everything right, and then when it comes to either shechting it,
again, this is exactly like a shlomim l'shem ayla. The first Mishnah, kol azvachim shenizbuchu shaloi l'shmon k'sherim. Why are you popping up now? That's the case of every shaloi l'shmo. You bring a shlomim, and you shecht it l'shem ayla.
I can bring a shlomim any time I want.
Correct.
I'm giving it a halal shem of Pesach, and then I'm doing.
You're not giving anything l'shem. You were mocked the shit originally l'shem Pesach.
L'shem Pesach, which is meaningless. It's like shaking the lulav in the middle of December.
Exactly.
So what is it?
Taking a shlomim and shechting it l'shem oila has no shaykhis. Right? You're taking a shlomim.
How did it become a shlomim?
I was mocked as shit. Exactly like this carbon became a Pesach.
No, if I'm mocked a carbon Pesach in the middle of December, how am I being mocked as shit?
What? You could be mocked as a carbon Pesach the whole year. You can't be mocked with it the whole year.
You can be
mocked. Sure.
Sure.
There's no din of sukkah yeshana by a carbon Pesach. Can be makdish a Pesach the whole year. So basically we're saying if you do it shalei l'shma, it's kosher. Okay. The pashtus reading of the sugi is mashma that you need an akira. Which means, if you just shech the Pesach, b'shayi mois hashana, stam, it's still a carbon Pesach. You need to make an akira. Right? That's why if you shecht it l'shmo, it's possible. Why is it possible? Because it's still a Pesach. It's a Pesach shaloi bizmano. So it's possible. Which is what you're saying. That's the pashtus of the sugya's mashma, you need an akira. Rashi Grada holds you don't need an akira. That's the reason why if you look at Rashi learns we're talking about koidim Pesach. Rashi learns there's an afkamine between Koyim Pesach and Acha Pesach. Look at Tosfos Divrei Hamaskil B'Shayim Mos Hashana. So Tosfos says, what's the case of B'Shayim Mos Hashana? So Tosfos Hainu Koyim HaPesach the boy Akira. Oy ke goin de nitkhu a bayl mo pasach shen. Aber ach kach loy. De pasach beshayim is a shon shlomim. Tois it says, pasach beshayim is a shon is a shlom. U shlomim u shen pasach koshach. So Tois it learns, the whole year doesn't make a difference what your kavan is. It could be l'shem Pesach, it could be l'shem Shlomim. Tois it learns you don't need Akira. Korban Pesach automatically becomes a shlomim. And our whole sugya of Boy Akira is talking about a Korban Pesach koidim zmana. Korban Pesach koidim zmana, there you need an Akira, because it's still oimid l'Pesach. So now you have to know what's the machloikis Rashi and Tosfos. Really, the machloikis is not just over here. If you look in Psochim, okay, the Cheshek Shloime by us on the spot, of Shlomo Katz, in his Agoras here in the back of the Gemara, he says that Rashi doesn't hold like this. Rashi holds that even the whole year, even La'achas Mano, you need Akira. And this Rashi really is in Pesachim Daf Samach Gimel. Over there the Gemara says, Pesach, B'Shayim Is Hashona, Taimed Shaloi Lishmo, Chostomo Posel. The Gemara says, "Am I Pesach b'shayim Mois Hashon and Shlomim Havi?" This is the Gemara there in Pesachim. Answers the Gemara, "Shma Mino Pesach b'shayim Mois Hashon and Boy Akira." So the Gemara there clearly is learning that no matter when you bring the Korban Pesach, you need to have an Akira. You need to change it into a Shlom. That seems to be what the Gemara says. Now Tosfos over there in Pesachim, Divrei Hamaskil Taima. Tosfos says, Zois Kirsas Rashi. They ain't nearer the Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam doesn't learn that way. Rabbeinu Tam says that Shlomim L'Shem Pesach Koshochet. The whole year, it's automatically a Shlomim. So what comes out is a Yesodis Dikamachloikis between Rashi and Tosfos in general. If a Pesach automatically turns into a Shlomim, right? The whole year. Or a Pesach needs an Akira. According to Tosfos, you only need to make an Akira Koidim Zman. So long that the Korban is still roy to bring a Pesach, or a case where the Bailim are still roy for Pesach Sheni, so the Korban is still oimid l'Pesach, then you need an Akira. Then you have to be oiker the Korban from being a Pesach to being a Shlomim. Right? Because it still has a potential. Mashen came, according to Rashi, you always need to make an Akira. And we'll see, obviously there's a sadistic difference between these two. Now, Koyd Zman means any time before you Dalet Bein Arbayim.
Any time even in
January? Yeah.
So then you need an Akira
Koyd. Even Tosfos agrees you need Akira. Tosfos only holds you don't need Akira once it's over Zmanai. Once it's over Zmanai, so it's not royal or Pesach. Then you don't need Akira. According to Rashi, you always need Akira. Obviously, there's a Yesodistik in the Kudia Machlekes. But you should know, let's go a Bissel Vaito. Let's just go through the Droshes. We'll see there's a tremendous Machudishtik Rambam, which I put into the Mar Makremis. The Gemara says, Minani Milad, you know this din that a Pesach, the whole year, Shaloy Lishmos Koshem, Rishmol Makhov, Manatzei Kobon, Zavach Shlomim, Lashem. Dov Rabbo Manatzei, Zavach Shlomim. Dovra Abominat Zayin, which is a Korban Pesach, Yehei L'Zavach Shlomim. It should be for a Shlomim. Okay. Now again, you have to know what this drasha is. Right? Does that mean that it actually changes, it becomes a Korban Shlomim? Right? Or does that mean it has the dinim like a Shlomim? I'll tell you a simple nafkamina. Rabbi Aaron Leib in our sugya, Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinemann, in the Eilas HaShachar, he has a shiloh like this. He questions, are you allowed, L'maskonos HaGemore, you could check the Korban Pesach for anything, it's going to turn into a Shlomim. The whole shock of Atayah now in the Gemara is, do you have to dafka have in mind Shlomim, right? The Gemara goes, the Gemara says, Ma'avela ma'piyechon l'zevach l'rabbis kol zevach. The Gemara says, maybe a Shlomim in midiachrini loy. Meaning, maybe if you had in mind l'shem oyla posel. The Gemara says, no, Ma'avela ma'piyechon l'zevach l'rabbis kol zevach. Zach the Gemara, Himmel called the shock of the lavi kavosei. The Gemara is feeling its way around. What does it mean? Does it mean that a carbon pesach is versatile? You can make it whatever you want. In Memele, if you have a mind l'shem shlomim, it's a shlomim. If you have a mind l'shem chatas, it's a chatas. Shem oil, it's oil. Says the Gemara, no. Yeah, the k'siv l'shlomim l'zevach, k'tikamet, you'd be right. Whatever you shecht it, that's what it becomes. In Eretz Pesach, l'achaz manai, Pesach is a zasort carbon. You could change it. Most carbonists, once you makdash it, it's locked in. Carbon pesach, you could, whatever you shecht it for, that's what it becomes. The Gemara says, no. Hashtag the Chsiv L'Zavach Shlomim Lekol the Shochet Lei L'Shlomim Havi. Right. Zok the Gemara, how do you know? Eimel L'Zavach Klal Shlomim Prat Klal Prat Eim B'Klal Masha B'Frat Shlomim In Midi Achrini Loi. Maybe you have to do it L'Shem Shlomim. Zok the Gemara, L'Hashem Hodav V'Kola. It's Klal Prat to Klal. So by Klal Prat to Klal, we make a general rule, anything that's similar. Says the Gemara, Maskar B'Yagmin HaPakoy, V'Domi Klal HaBasra, Klal HaKama. It's not a good Klal Prat to Klal. Klal Prat to Klal has to be the same. You can't have one of the Klalim broader than the other Klal. They both Klalim have to be as inclusive. And here, the Klal HaKama is Marbi Zvochem, Dafka Behemah. V'suloi, klol abasar l'ashem, anything which is a carbon, called l'ashem afiloif is menachas, is also included. Zok the Gemara, tanvir b'shmol, u'dosh klol yupchati, kagab. Fine. Okay, so now, klol abasar l'ashem, v'naprat, v'naprat v'fush u'shalai l'shmo, v'kosha, v'kosha shmoi, v'kosha. Okay. The Gemara Vaita says, Eimo, maybe it has to be dafka neder in the dava. Eimo dava baba neder in the dava. I've called dava baba neder dava, just like a shlomim. So meila only oilu shlomim in chatas v'ashem loy. Maybe if you shechta the carbon pesach l'shem chatas v'ashem will be possible. Ela l'zevach ribuyahu. Okay, the Gemara's right. They're going to continue going. Maybe the kol the shochet lei lahavi kavosi. The Gemara's going to go back to that shaila. Okay. So the Maisa, the way the Gemara is holding now, and the way the Gemara is going to come out Lamaskana, no matter what you shecht the Korban Pesach for, it turns into a shlom. Has dine shlom. Right? So Rav Aaron Leib has a gewaldige kasha, gewaldige ha'or. His ha'or is, why are you allowed to shecht a Pesach the whole year? For whatever you want. You shouldn't be allowed to. Because if we're saying that no matter what you shecht it for, it's a shlomim, turns into a shlomim, right? If the halacha would be whatever you shecht it for, that's what it becomes, okay? That makes sense that you could shecht it for whatever you'd like. The only thing you can't shecht it for is Pesach. Anything else, whatever you'd like, right? According to Tosfos, actually, after Pesach, you could even shecht it for Pesach. Because that's been of a shlomim l'shem Pesach. Yeah. Frekar Baron Leib, why isn't there a din of shalai l'shma? Shalai l'shma is issa d'oraisa. It's kosher, but it's issa d'oraisa. If somebody shechts a shlomim the whole year, anytime, l'shem oila, it's kosher, right? But it's awesome. There's an issa d'oraisa. There's a chiv der eis in a shech de korban l'shma. By chatas and Pesach and Osham, according to Rabbi Lezer, it's possible. Right? And by other korbanos, it's kosher. It's still issa der eis. You're not even any more of an issa der eis. By Pesach and chatas, then you're by shlama. It's the same issa der eis. That you're shechting a kotshim shalei l'shma. So Frekar Baron Leib, why are we so loose here? Pesach the whole year, whether you do L'Shem Shlomish, or whatever you want, you should have to shecht it L'Shem Shlomim. Since it's automatically going to be a Shlomim, no matter what you shecht it for, it is a Shlomim. So it's a Shlomim. So why now isn't there an Isser of shechting a Pesach the whole year for anything but a Shlomim? Does anybody see what I'm saying? In other words, a Korban Pesach, the Gemara is coming out now, and the Maisa, that's the Maskonos HaGemara. Even after now, the Gemara's next Havamina, Eima called the Shachet Lavi Kavose. So the Gemara says, Omar Abovin. The Gemara says, no. Doichin Kotchim Anacholim Eitzel Cholim, Doichin Kotchim Anacholim Eitzel Kotchim Shein Acholim. First, the Gemara is a Havamina, that maybe whatever you shecht it for, that's what a tzaka should be. Rabovin says, no. It has to be Dover Hanecha. At this point, the Gemara has a Havamina. If you shecht it for something that's Nechal, it will become like that. Like that thing that you're shechting it for. So the Gemara says, Doichin Koshim Anacholim Eitzel Koshim Anacholim Eitzel Koshim Anacholim Eitzel Koshim Shein Acholim. So it can't be an Oila. Says the Gemara, maybe Chatas Vashem, yes. So that should be okay. Moses says, no, Deichin Koshim Anachol Mekol Adam, Deichin Koshim Anachol Mekol Adam, Deichin Koshim Anachol Mekol Adam. At this point, the Gemara still thinks you could switch it. But you can only switch it to something which is edible, L'chol Adam. And Chatas Voshem is not edible, L'chol Adam. Frek to Karen Oira, how could the Gemara have a mina that you can make it into Chatas Voshem? Chatas Voshem is not Bob in the Dover. The Gemara says, maybe whatever you shecht it for, it becomes like that. If you shecht it for oil, it should be an oil. The Gemara says, no. Oil is not edible. The Gemara says, fine. Chatas Voshem is edible. So at that point in the Gemara, the Korban Pesach is turning into Chatas Voshem. What? What do you mean? Really? Ain't dover shebechayv a boil am an achulon. Could only be in a dove. Could only be in a dove. If you really chayv a chadas, then zikha doesn't work.
But maybe the hafamina is the same thing like you said last week. Because the feel of a Pesach is not because you want to do a Pesach.
No, I understand.
So because you've been
I understand, but it's a different question. How do you now take the the Gemara, it's not just the hafamina. The only reason why the Gemara comes out like that is because Chatas is not Nechal L'chol Adam. But if Chatas would be Nechal L'chol Adam, ain't a Chanami. Take the Pesach, turn it into Chatas.
Right.
How? It's not Bob in the Dover.
No, it doesn't have to be. Because the
Chiv
has been imposed upon you. Only in cases where
Chatas was not imposed upon me. The whole stickle we had last week. Again, if somebody is chayev chatas and they try to be makdish, a behemoth miser, for a chatas, it's not chal. Because it's not bo ben adova. Ein dova shebachayva, bo elam an achulam. So again, how would you think that this could turn into a chatas?
Because the Pesach is also not bo ben
adova. I understand. You couldn't make this into a Pesach either now. It just is a... You made it into Pesach from Chulon. But now it's Pesach. Now you want to make it into Achatas. Right? But the halach is Ein Dover Shebechoyva Boa Elam and Achulon. So you can't make it into Achatas. So what's the Gemara's Hava meaning? The Gemara's only problem is that Achatas is Nechal only L'Koyanim and Pesach is Nechal L'Chol Adam, so you can't, it's not, it's Min B'Sheni Mina. Frak the Karanoira, what do you mean? Lamaisa, it's mechanically impossible. You can't make a chatas nedava. Elamai, you can say, like Zev was saying, right? That you chayev a chatas already? That doesn't help you, because ain't dovashim b'chayev a boil. Samashuk doesn't work. One second, you're talking about the last kasha? Baron Leib is asking, not this kasha, this is a Karanoi's kasha. Baron Leib's kasha is, why are you allowed to shecht the Pesach l'shara? Oh, we'll see. First of all, the pashas asugi is mashma like that. Pesach Kol Yom Ha'Shem. Shteit Nishadin that you have to Shechta L'Shem Shlomo. It's mashma. The only shaila is, does it become Nekar Al Yedei Nana? No. We'll see. Tosfos says it's Beferish. But Pashtus, that's the way it is. So let's finish off the Gemara, then we'll get back to what's going on. It says the Gemara, Doichin Kotshim HaNecholim Eichol Hodom HaKotshim. Vein Doichin Kotshim HaNecholim Eichol Hodom HaKotshim. Basically, Kotshim Kalim. Vein Kotshim Kalim Eichol Kotshim HaKotshim. It's a different halach. Right? You can't be Doichin, whatever that means. Which on this, the Tachwenim is a stronger kash. The Gemara says there's a Svara that you can't be Doichin Kotshim. Really, again, the Gemara is still going now on the tzad. You could shift the Korban Pesach to whatever you want. Chatas Hashem, you can't, because it's not Nechel L'Cholodim. The Gemara says, well, maybe another Svara. You can't make a Kotchim Kalim, Kotchim Kedoshim. Right? Can't make a Kotchim. Fekar of David Rappaport and Mikdash David. It's mamish the opposite. We find that Shaloi Lishma is a machlekes, we bask in its kosher, except for chatas and osher. Machlekes tanoim. Some tanoim hold it's only kosher if you go l'shem gavoya mehem. If you shech the kotchim kalim, l'shem kotchim kotchim, then it's good. If you shech kotchim kotchim, l'shem kotchim kalim, you're going down, it's no good. See, even though we don't bask in like that, it's true. We don't bask in like that. But what do you see? You see it's better. Shaloi Lishma is better if you're going up than if you're going down. It's like a B'chlam Osayimana type of svar. Ask the Mikdash David. So what's HaGemara saying? Doichin Kotshim Kalim, Eitzel Kotshim Kalim, Doichin Kotshim Kalim, Kotshim Kotshim Adarab. Should be better. So Gemara says, Masko of Yitzchak Barabi, fine. Ein Meshachti L'Shem Maisel, Avi Maisel, that you'll need Nesachim. L'may hilchas l'iboy nesachim. Shlomim doesn't need nesachim. L'milka alei b'lo yigoyel. You're not allowed to redeem it. You're not allowed to sell it. Omar cross, see where your kite is. Zem ma'isem v'nachem. Eim eshach l'shem b'chor l'avi b'chor. L'iboy nechosim l'chav r'koinim. The same halacha. Zog the Gemara name. B'chor nami ever ma'isem kom. V'eim eshach l'shem t'mura. Should be t'mura. Hashem v'dinav t'mura. My hilchas l'milka alei. Azot b'rav nachman omar kro. U'tmosa izu t'mura v'nachar t'mura. So by the process of elimination, you can't have anything else. Maybe you'll need bread with it. How could that be? Now this is mamish apliya. So now the Gemara says, so maybe let it be a toida. The Gemara says, how could it be? The toida doesn't need lechem. This will need lechem. What do you mean? Shlomim is the same thing. Shlomim needs chazav v'shoik. Shlomim also has halachas that the Korban Pesach does not have. Shlomim also has halachas that the Korban Pesach doesn't have. Right? So what's the Gemara saying? That you can't have a moiser have different halachas. It's the same thing. That's the kasha. Can't be that the Korban Pesach should need bread. Because it can't be more chomer. That's the Gemara's kasha. Shlomim is the same thing. Shlomim also has halachas. Chazav v'shoik, which the Pesach doesn't have. Elamai, once it turns into a shlomim, so it has other halachas. So what's the Gemara's kasha from Toida? The Gemara says, Yehore, hashtanami, mikamidi, pesach gufalim, if moisir b'in esofim. That's the Gemara's dechia. Analechi kamim, mikamidi, moisir toida, atzmali b'in lechem, vilu, moisir da asim me'alma b'in lechem. Anyway, maskonos ha-Gemara, omar rove, omar kro, min atzoyim kamar zavach shlomim, davar shov b'cholzom. Fine. So daf kishle. So maskona, and this is the maskona sagamora, it goes another couple lines, but that's the maskona sagamora, is that no matter what you shech the Korban Pesach for, it's a shlom. No matter what you shech the Korban Pesach for, it's a shlom. So Frekar Baron Leib, then you shouldn't be allowed to shech it for anything else. He says, maybe a taka is like that. That's what Shlomo was trying to say. Maybe Taka. If you look, his lashon actually is Yesh La'ayin. In Bishar Yemois Hashana Kishashoichet L'Shem Oilaim Oiver Isser. To also Lashan is Kotch. Unhi the Mutul Shaykh L'Shem Shlomim. even though you're clearly allowed, we have a chiyuv to sechta l'shem shlomim, according to some rishonim, according to Rashi. Mikomakim kishesechta l'shem oila, ozna havi shlomim, nimtza sheshachat shlomim l'shem oila. You sechta l'shlomim l'shem oila. That's his horror. If what? No, no, but he's saying one thing. No matter what you oiker, it's turning into a shlom. So how could, so, it turns, so then how are you allowed to shecht it for anything else? That's his kasha. Right, but you oiker to what? So what's it becoming? Shlomim. So what did you shecht it for? A chattas. So comes out, you shechted a shlomim, l'shem chattas. Which you're not allowed to do. Oh, so that Rav Aaron Leib is saying maybe ain't a chanami. That's what Shlomo was saying. Maybe, again, the pashtus hasugi is mashma. It's a mechanical shayla. If it works, there's no difference. But if you look at Tosfos, I want Olam to see Tosfos. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos is kimat beferish. Here. Tosfos Divrei HaMashchil Dilma. Tosfos says, Klar v'yei shloima. Toho d'chsiv l'zevach shlomim. You got a shlomim in a Tosfos. Lav sheyei l'zevach shlomim. El sheyakar. L'shoichte l'shem shlomim. Oy l'shem zevachach. All the Torah wants is you should be oikarit. You should uproot it. You either l'shem shlomim. In other words, even if you need an akira, just shecht it for something else. And then it'll turn into a shlomim. Twice the same beferish, that there's no halacha you should dafka need. And takar is a chazanish, and tmuris makes this diyik. He doesn't say which toises, but mistamad is the toises he's talking about. He says, toises seems to say, you could shecht it for whatever you'd like. Which is again, the pashtas of the sugya. You can shecht it for whatever you'd like. Now another pella. As I brought down in the Maamar Makomos, the Aviezri we'll talk more about next week, but the Tzlach makes a tremendous deek in the Rambam. I'd like the Olam to look at these two Rambams. The Rambam, first let's look at the Rambam in Psulei HaMukdashim. The Rambam says like this: HaPesach sheshochtoi b'machsheves shinui Hashem. Right? Talking about a Korban Pesach, right? You shechted it shaloi l'shma. Bein sheshino l'shem chulin. Whether you were mishane l'shem zavach achar or you mishane l'shem chulin, posel. Shenema v'amartam zavach pesach l'shem. B'med v'om amurim. Sheshachtoi bizmanai shu yema aboso benis. Afilu shachtoi bishachris. B'machshev ha-shini Hashem. Posel. Avalim shachtoi beloizmanai. Right? B'machshev ha-shaloi lishmoi. Kosher. Shaloi lishem balov. Nasa kimi she'en lebailim bizmanai uposel. So the Rambam says that if you shecht the Korban Pesach, first of all, he seems to hold you need an Akira. But he says that if you shecht the Korban Pesach the whole year, shaloi lishma, it's kosher. Shaloi l'shem bailim, posel. So he said, shaloi l'shem bailim is posel. Now, if you look, in the other Rambam I brought in the Maamar Makomos, Maisik Abolus Parag Yud Ches Halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam says, Ashrech et Shlomim Bachutz. And then he says, V'ashrech et HaPesach Bachutz, Afilu B'shar Yemoy Sashono, Bein Lishmoy, Bein Shaloy Lishmoy, Chayev. Sh'HaPesach B'shar Yemoy Sashono Shlomim Hu. He says, clearly it's a Shlom. Right? It's a shlomim. So first of all, He asks, Stiris HaRambam. The Rambam over here is saying, has a din of a shlomim the whole year. Automatic, it's a shlomim. That's in Perek, in Ilchus Ma'asek Korbanos. That's this one, in Perek Yud Ches. In Psui Mekdashim, he's saying if you do it b'shimi b'aylim, it's possible. Why? It's a shlomim. It's a shlomim. And if you normally do a shlomim b'shimi b'aylim the whole year, what's the halacha? Kosher. Ain't him a ratz, but it's kosher. Ask the tzlach. I understand. A regular shlomim that's for you. That you were makdish for you. And the kohen shechter the shaloi lishmo, it's kosher. Right? Frech the tzlach. So what's going on? So the tzlach says a chiddush noira v'oyen. He's a yochid that says this chiddush. But he says, listen to this, a Pesach the whole year is only kosher shaloi l'shem Pesach. But shaloi l'shem b'aylam is not possible. In other words, the carbon, to some degree, it maintains the halacha of the carbon Pesach, according to the Rambam. Although the Mishnah says, Pesach b'shayim o'is ha'shona, shaloi l'shmoi kosher. That's only shaloi l'shem Pesach. Shaloi l'shem b'aylam, it's possible. It's an unbelievable thing. Because Maman of Shach, if you're telling me it hasn't been Korban Pesach, so it should be possible l'shem shlomim. But it's only kosher l'shem shlomim. So it is a shlomim, like the Rambam says here. Right? So if it's a shlomim, so how is it possible shaloi l'shma? Shlomim is kosher shaloi l'shma. So it should be possible shaloi l'shma. It should self-destruct.
If it's not the shame by it.
Is it a shlomim or is it a Pesach? The Rambam says that a shlomim, that a Pesach the whole year is a shlomim. In fact, it's only kosher as such. It's only kosher as such. So it's a shlomim. So a shlomim, the halacha is that a shlomim shaloi l'shma is kosher. I'm telling you more than that. If you shechted l'shem chatas, what's the halacha? Kosher, according to the Rambam. Kosher. Why? Because it's a shlomim. And a shlomim l'shem chatas is kosher. Right? It's kosher. It's not meratzeh. It's kosher. Right? So it's mamish apliyah. The tzlach is basically telling us that this halacha, that a Pesach the whole year is kosher, that's only shini kodesh. But shini b'aylam is not a possible. And that's what he's being medayik from the Rambam. So though the Rambam says it has a din of a shlomim, and not only has a din of a shlomim, You have to shecht it shaloi l'shma. You don't have to dafke shecht it l'shem shlomim. You could shecht it l'shem chatas. You could shecht it l'shem oila. You could shecht it l'shem toida. Right, but it's l'maisa. It's not a shlomim. But yet, if you do shini b'aylim, it's possible. What in the world is going on here? What's tutzach though? Which Rambam? Both Rambams are talking Shalom. Both Rambams are talking Shalom. That's the problem. Oh, both Rambams are talking Shalom with Mama. That's the plea. Both Rambams, Rambam Suleim Mikdoshin is also Chlor. Bam Evron Bismani, Avo Shalom Bismani. That whole Rambam is also talking about Shalom Bismani. So what? So what? It's not becoming chadus, it's becoming a shlom.
No, but
when you do l'shem ola, it's not going to be kol. Doesn't matter. It's a shlomim. It's a shlomim. So I want to tell you there's a fascinating Chazon Ish in Temura. Fascinating Chazon Ish. And to me, if we take this Chazon Ish, it's going to be mamish mevara, tremendous birurim here. Chazon Ish there in Temura, in Simin Lamed Aleph, the beginning, right at the beginning, Sifkat Nalef, is trying to qualify the difference between, let's say, Moiser Osham, right? Oil, right? Also, there's halacha Moshe Mizinai, Moiser Osham Oil, right? How is that different than Moiser Pesach Shlom? Are they the same? Are they not the same? Is there a difference? I'll just read you his words. He says, Venir, the apple gav, the gam Moiser Osham, Shani Toiser Havi Oilo, Mikomokoim, Pesach Adifa, Pesach is better than Osham. The Hosam Omro Torah, Shenis Haveboy Kedusha Chadosha. There's a Gzeres HaKosuf that the Osham turns into an Oila. So basically it changes identity. Till now it was an Osham, and now it becomes an Oila. It's a new thing. Says the Chazon Ish, Avul Pesach, says the Chazon Ish, Avul Pesach, Petichu Bei Kedusha Shlomim Mitchilosai. Says the Chazon Ish, by a Korban Pesach, that's what it is from the get-go. It has a Kedusha Shlomim. Okay? And he brings Tama V'Kama Rayis. We're going to go into this more later as we go on in the Perek. But this is the idea. Comes out that every Pesach has intrinsically within itself a Kedusha Shlomim. Bizmanoi, it's poured as a Korban Pesach. The Shaloi Bizmanoi, there's a Din Shlomim on this Behem. But that Din Shlomim is not a contradiction with the original Kedusha. That's cool for the Gzeros HaKosuv. That it's, as the Chazon Ish says, Petichu Bei Kedusha Shlom. Now I want you to know the Brisker Rav says almost the same idea as the Chazon Ish. Almost the same idea. A little bit differently, but almost the same idea. That there's some relationship to the Shlomim from the beginning. From the get-go. And that's the reason why you could be Oikarit Koidim Zmanai too. It's not Moiser. Right? A day before Pesach, you could check the L'shem Shlomim. How does that work? It's a Pesach. It's not a Moiser Pesach. There it says, Petichu Bei Kedusha Shlomim. So now we could say that's Pshat in the Rambam. Says the Rambam, fine. The Torah was Megala that the Shaloi Lishmo of the Pesach, right? If Shaloi Bizmanai, the Shaloi Lishmo of the Pesach could be done, right? Doesn't passel it. But the Shini Bailim, Bimkoy Mayonet. If the carbon would have uprooted itself, that this answers a lot of other kashas. We find that the Zman Achila of the Shlomim, the Moiser Pesach, is only Yom V'Layla. Right? So the way we're learning, it's not Stam Achumra. It's Yen Haloch of Korban Pesach that's still there. It's still there. Right? It's still there. Right? It's still there. That is the halacha. The Torah was mechadish that shaloi bismanoi, this Pesach could be shechted l'shem another kol. That's the chiddush haTorah. That shaloi bismanoi, the shaloi l'shma is not ma'akev. But not that it's a different korban. Not that it's a different korban. Oh, so now eilachobay elachidushoi. The Torah was only mechadish shini kodesh. Says the Rambam, shini bailam remains by its original halacha. Exactly. And that's why the Rambam says it's a korban without bailam. It's a korban without bailam. That's the aside. And really, You could say Lefiani is daiti. That's the whole shaklavatari of the Gemara. The Gemara is suffic of whether the korban now becomes what you had in mind is gufa this nidan. Is the pshat that the korban pesach gets transformed to a shlamim? If that's the case, if you shechta l'shem toyed, it becomes a toyed. It becomes a or is it inherently a shlamim? If it's inherently a shlamim, so the akira is just being mevagel a kedusha which is already in the behemah. Gzeiras hakosuv, zevach pesach l'shem. There's a gzeiras hakosuv. Again, there's a gzeiras hakosuv that toich zmanoi shinui kodesh is possible. There's a gzeiras hakosuv sheloi bizmanoi shinui kodesh is kosher. But since the Torah didn't address shinui bailim, so shinui bailim is b'mkoymai oimet. That's long said. It's not a regular normal shlomim. It's a Pesach shlomim.
No, but it has intrinsic in it the elements of
shlomim. It becomes possible if you wait a day longer. A regular shlomim you can eat for 2 days. Why? Because it's still wearing its Pesach hat.
Right.
So the same psul that Elamai, the Torah was mechadish with his ribuy of zevach, that shaloi l'shem kodesh is kosher.
Right.
Zok the Rambam, fine. So Shinui Kodesh, the Torah was Megala. But just like the Achila remains, so too does the Shinui Bailim remain. It's Gevaldik. Okay, we're going to be Mamshech next week.